An article from the Minneapolis Star Tribune from March 2016 stated that incidents of restraint, seclusion, and other restrictive measures dropped from 8,602 2 years ago to 5,124 in the most recent fiscal year. The sharp drop results from changes in state law and a massive effort by the state and county officials to stamp out the use of punitive techniques that are widely seen as inhumane and unnecessary. This is a 40% decrease in the use of restrictive and punitive measures when trying to de-escalate individuals with interfering and maladaptive behaviors. Great news, because it shows that de-escalation techniques and positive support strategies work. However, there is still a lot of work to be done. Although things have improved, there are still incidents of people using inappropriate techniques to de-escalate situations. De-escalation is a learned skill, and it is important in your work. Learning about it is not enough. You need to think through and practice the situations and ways that you respond to stressful situations in order to de-escalate in a positive and supportive way that respects the person.